The door of repentance.
It was easy to see that the man was very worried. As he approached the blessed prophet, he looked hesitant. He walked unsteadily, and when he spoke, his voice broke and faltered. Truly, this man must be weighed down with some great woe. And so it proved, as soon as he addressed the blessed prophet. "Oh, prophet, I have sinned," he told him. "I have committed a great sin." The man's words trailed off. He could not go on for even a moment longer and explain to the blessed prophet how he came to be in such a sad state, but eventually he managed to continue. "Oh, prophet," he cried, "I have disobeyed Allah. I have disobeyed Allah. How can I repent? How can I earn his forgiveness?" The fear that was deepest in his heart was, however, even greater than this. "Can I repent at all?" he cried, very distressed. "Can I make up for the terrible wrong I have done? Is there any hope for me, oh, prophet?" The blessed prophet's heart was greatly touched to see the man in such distress. Obviously, he had come to the blessed prophet in the hope of finding an answer, for there was nowhere better to go for such a purpose, and yet, despite his hope, his soul was greatly tormented. The blessed prophet gave the man a look of great compassion and sympathy. "Is your mother still alive?" he asked. The man looked surprised. He had expected the blessed prophet to ask what great sin he had committed and how he had disobeyed Allah, but the blessed prophet did not do so. "My mother?" the man said in a puzzled voice. Then he sighed sadly. "No, O prophet, she has been dead for many years now." "Well then," the blessed prophet went on, "do you have an aunt, your mother's sister, who still lives?" The man's face brightened. "Why, yes, yes, I do," he replied. Now he could see a glimmer of hope on the horizon. Maybe the blessed prophet was about to give him the answer to his dilemma. The man looked at him hopefully. There could be a way out for him yet. "Go care for your aunt," he heard the blessed prophet say, "and do all you can to help her and make her life easier." The door was open, the way to repentance was clear, and his heart was filled with gladness at these words. "Oh, I will, I will, I will, O prophet," the man cried joyfully. "Do your very best for her," the blessed prophet went on. "By doing so, you will achieve repentance for the wrong you have done, and your good works will wash away the effects of your sin."
إما يبلغن عندك الكبر أحدهما أو كلاهما فلا تقل لهما أف ولا تنهرهما فلا تقل لهما أف ولا تنهرهما وقل لهما قولا كريما واخفض لهما جناح الذل من الرحمة وقل رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا.
Should one or both of them be of old age, don't say "ugh," nor scold them, but speak to them respectfully, lower to them the wing of humility. In kindness say, "My Lord, have mercy upon them, since they raised me up in childhood."